Okay, so who are you?
You want to know everything about me?
What's your name?
I'm Jamie Taylor. I'm an anesthesiologist and a doctor that specializes in intensive care medicine. Originally, I'm from Louisiana. Medicine, of course, and the lovely weather of Los Angeles. I did my undergraduate at UNC Chapel Hill, go Tar Heels, medical school in LSU and New Orleans, and then did my anesthesia training at Harbor UCLA right here in Los Angeles, and finished with my critical care fellowship at University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. So I think since I knew that I wanted to be a physician, in particular, once I got to medical school, I realized that there were two theaters where patients were at their most vulnerable moments. And the first was in the operating room, and the second was in the intensive care unit, followed probably by the emergency department. So when I went to medical school, I realized maybe I wanted to be an emergency medicine physician. Decided to do emergency medicine for 1 year, and then quickly realized that the pace of the operating room and the ICU was where I wanted to be. The operating room gives me an opportunity to take care of the patient when the patient has absolutely zero ability to protect themselves because they're unconscious, they're asleep. And I have an ability to get them through one of the most vulnerable times in their lives when they can't fend for themselves. In the ICU, it's pretty much the same. When patients are critically ill, they also can't fend for themselves, and so it's our responsibility as critical care doctors and critical care nurses and physician assistants and our entire healthcare team to make sure that we bring that patient through safely. So the importance of a team in what I do is probably the same as the importance of a team in anyone's role in medicine. This is not a job that any one person can do alone. In addition to the specialist and the knowledge base that other people bring to a healthcare team, they bring love and they bring care and they bring collaboration, which, as we all know, many problems are solved with teams and collaborations, and this is no different. I'm very passionate about making sure that the family members have been involved and appraised of every situation while the patient is having the acute problem. I feel that there's a lot of anxiety in the unknown. And although we may not be able to tell them exactly what's going on or exactly what the outcome will be, knowing along the way, every step that we know helps them understand what's going on. And when we get to the other side of that crisis, then the most important thing for me is to make sure that the patient has an understanding of where they are, about what's happened to them, and the knowledge that there is an entire team behind them, including their family, including their friends, to help them get better.